I faked my death and went AWOL.
I faked my own death once. No dentist appointment for this guy.
That's what I want. A family and somebody to, you know. It must be wonderful having all this, huh?
Each day's better than the next.
Welcome back. I'm Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod.
It has been a bit.
It's been a long time.
On a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Welcome back, Dave. I'm glad that you're back and you're doing better.
I am too. It's been an adventure, I'll tell you. I think I told everybody about the green pill, the little green pills.
Yeah.
So
they knocked you out until later.
Oh, good Lord. I don't remember anything. It was so weird. Yeah. And of course the problems that followed. So now I have more doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm.
When I got done with the ER for the gallbladder attack, and sorry, some of my words are going to be slurred and some of my F's and V's are going to sound weird. So
it's okay. Sylvester. We'll deal with it.
When I'm getting ready to leave the ER for this, he says, you need to make an appointment with your primary care physician to follow up on this. I'm like, do you even know my primary care doctor? What's he going to do?
Yeah.
If he does anything at all, he's going to say, go see a specialist.
That's exactly right.
But being me, I made the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And no sooner had I gotten off the phone making that appointment than my phone rings again. And I think, oh, they're calling me back to correct something or whatever. And it's some gastroenterologist guy, GI guy, mm-hmm. in Gig Harbor, who's like, well, I'm following up on your ER thing. He's a surgeon.
Okay.
We need to make a surgical consult for this.
To what? To have your gallbladder removed?
You know, I assume that that's what they're talking about here, but I don't really know. All I know is, why do I need two appointments?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm debating which appointment to cancel. If you were me, would you cancel the primary care physician appointment or would you cancel the surgical consultation?
Well, I would rather speak with a specialist than go through my primary care because that's just a follow-up so that you can be referred to a specialist.
Right. But I'm also at the point where I don't believe for a minute that I need surgery.
Yeah.
I had a gallbladder attack because, according to the ER doctor, now this mm-hmm. is the ER guy, not me. Okay, for those of you who haven't kept up with my show, after I had the surgery on my mouth, they put me on some antibiotics, which apparently were
killed everything.
Really good antibiotics. They killed everything, good and bad. And this caused my gallbladder to say, hey, this sucks.
Yeah.
So about a week after my surgery, let's see, surgery was on Saturday. So it was a week. And then the following Tuesday, I had a gallbladder attack, which ended me up in the ER because my nurse wife didn't know what was wrong. And mm-hmm. I couldn't keep anything down, nothing down, not even water. So anyway, I got to go see this guy. Because according to the ER guy, these antibiotics are what caused the gallbladder attack. They were too effective. So what am I supposed to say to people? I see my dentist.
Well, do you know, I mean, for certain, you should see the specialist just to find out, okay, is that a thing? Can that happen?
Right. Because I mentioned it to my oral surgeon. I've seen my oral surgeon three times mm-hmm. since then. He had me come in on the Monday a week later to get fitted for the retainer, which I hate, but I got to wear. Not wearing it right now, because if I wear it right now, I wouldn't be able to talk at all.
Then you really lisp.
Right.
Suffering succotash.
Oh, it's worse than that, man.
Is it really?
It's bad. What was I going to say? So I got fitted for the retainer. Then I went in a week later and had stitches removed and all that. And then Friday, this is Sunday, so 2 days ago, I was getting a little scared because I had this like globular growth in the upper right-hand side of my inside of my mouth. And I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was starting to panic because it was really gross and disgusting.
Was it an abscess?
I don't know. So I go in just on a whim. I'm like, I got to go get this looked at. And turned out to be a stitch in the membrane over a bone graft that they missed on the previous Friday.
Mm.
So I sat there for 4.5 hours while they decided. And literally the procedure to remove it took 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But he was in. So as I'm walking into the room, the surgeon is doing a similar surgery on someone else. And that freaked me out. Because they got like...
You actually walked into the room?
No, I just walked by it. It's open.
Oh.
And they got like hammers and chisels and they're doing type stuff. Yeah,
that's why that's why you don't remember things. That's why they give you the little...
Is that what they did to me? And she said, yes. And I went, And the room I'm in is right next to the room that they're doing that in.
Why do you think your jaw hurt?
Crap. I had my hand, shattered my hand 1 year, 2003, I think, 2002. Shattered my left hand. And they asked me when I went in for the surgery, do you want to be awake for this? You know, we can just numb up your hand or we can knock you out. And I'm like, well, I'd kind of like to be awake for this. And the nurse looks at me and says,
no, you won't.
No, you don't. I said, why not? She says, orthopedics is the carpentry of surgery. Oh, there's that stupid thing again. Sorry. This is my WTF for later. And for some reason, the autoplay just isn't not. Anyway. So anyway, I went ahead and was out for that. But
okay.
I was on oxycodone for a week, which I didn't take. I ended up taking it all, but.
That'll constipate you as well.
Yes, which was another part of the problem. Well, see, it would if you were eating anything. And I wasn't. I was barely eating.
So if you're not eating anything and you're not going to go, I mean, right. Is that really constipation then?
Felt like it for sure, man, because after the gallbladder attack, I ended up with these quasi-blocked colon. That was fun. I drank an entire bottle of magnesium citrate, an entire bottle. And you know what the ultimate effect of that was?
No.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, I've read all online about magnesium citrate and, you know, clearing you out and colon blow. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
No.
See, this is where people come to hear about all of our... Right. Our maladies and infirmities.
Look,
and all that.
We're just catching up on where I've been for the last month. That's all.
Because we actually haven't, we've chit-chatted on text, right. But we actually haven't had a conversation.
And I haven't even been very good about that. So I was telling people yesterday at SubVets, if you sent me a text or an email or a phone call in the last month, the likelihood of me actually remembering that is zero.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what happened. I really don't understand the whole mechanics of all this. I have never been so tired in my life, ever.
Hmm.
Ever. Number one, I wasn't sleeping well. In fact, I wasn't sleeping at all there for about a week. But number two, I don't know what it is. I mean, I did Dave Does History on last Tuesday with Bill. And after that, I was like, holy crap, I'm worn out. I gotta go to sleep. And I did for like 4 hours because I was just beat. Go out, do anything. It's hard, man. I don't know what it is, but as a general rule of thumb, I'm not used to being this way with recoveries. Generally speaking, with recoveries, I'm pretty good about it.
Huh.
But this one, and the sad part is my mouth is fine. My mouth is great. They keep looking at my mouth going, yeah, it looks great. Looks great.
Yeah.
It's everything else that's going to hell in a handbasket. What's up with that?
Yeah. Well, you reach a certain age, Dave.
Is that what it is?
So apparently, you know, for me, the transitioning between walking and running is dangerous. I discovered last week, actually.
Tried to run
the week before last. Well, I was crossing the street And I was trying to be kind to a motorist that was waiting for me to cross the street and decided, hey, I'm going to just start jogging across. Nope. My left foot said, no, I'm not doing that. And so I'm nursing a right wrist arm injury now because of that, because it caught all my weight. So that was fun. Nothing broken, but that means it's soft tissue damage, and you know how well that is.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I don't know, man. I'm facing this gallbladder surgery thing. Now, my wife has been through those.
Yeah. Both my parents had that.
This is the one where they inflate you.
Mm-hmm. Laparoscopic.
Right. And then you get the bends afterwards because apparently they don't drain it properly. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
I watched my wife go through more pain after that than before, during, or after. But I just don't know. I've had one gallbladder attack in 60 years. One. And the guy says, you don't have any stones, but you got a little bit of sludge.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
Which means on a rank of, you know, 1 to 10, what does that mean as far as?
Well, and I don't know. And I'm.
Is sludge worse than stones?
I don't know. Does sludge become stones?
Inquiring minds.
I mean,
hey,
at some point,
our listeners
in your life,
know, right? They can contact us at WTF at whatthefrock.org.
Right, because that's what I need. I need non-professional listener advice now about my medical condition.
Well, it's not like you're going to read them anyway. You're just going to forward them to me.
Yeah, this is also true. I don't know. To me, this whole thing is just, this is like my A1C.
Yeah.
Okay, my A1C got out of control last few months, and long story short, there were some insurance changes. I couldn't get my medications, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So my A1C, which had been 7, ballooned to 11.8.
Yikes.
And their solution to this isn't anything radical. You know what the solution to this from both of my primary cares, both the VA and my regular guy?
What?
Well, let's test your A1C every month.
Well, that's not going to solve anything.
Well, that was my point, is except that now I'm back on my meds. Yeah. So hold that thought. So, but what I'm realizing is all they want to do is test, because it's $140 every time they run this test. Plus it's $40 copay every time I go see him.
Yeah.
I end up at the urologist because there's probably nothing wrong. Right? I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound weird. Stay with me.
No, I'm hanging
in. I have a big prostate. It's not an enlarged prostate. It's just big. There's probably nothing wrong, but we need to run tests.
Sure.
And those tests are expensive. Mm. And the copays are pretty high on them. So I'm getting to the point where I'm like, look, if there's probably nothing wrong, why do you need to run this test?
Yeah.
Especially since now we know that over the past month, I've lost 25 pounds. I'm a little concerned about it because as I start to eat again, I'm wondering if I'll put it back on. I don't really want to, but
yeah.
But what I've also noticed is that my blood sugars have plummeted.
Hmm.
And the number one thing that I cannot eat, because I can't chew anything,
mm-hmm.
The number one thing that I cannot eat is bread, because bread requires a great deal of mastication.
Sure. Well, and that's obviously from the carb level is going to spike your blood sugars.
Right. But I've had zero bread since March 17th. None. Not a bite. Hmm. And my blood sugars have plummeted. So now I know, well, all I got to do is, oh my God, God damn it. Now all I got to do, I'm just closing it. Sorry. Now all I got to do is just not eat bread, right? Which was great, because then Passover comes along in the middle of all this, where you can't eat bread. You have to eat matzo.
Yeah.
The problem is matzo is like a cracker. It's a very hard cracker.
It is, but it's got the flour in it.
Right. But I can't chew it. So I get into this big debate with my rabbi about, you know, there's a halakhic law. You have to eat matzo on Passover. Well, what if I can't chew it? So what do you think the result of that is?
You suck on it?
Well, that was the ultimate answer, was, you know, dip it in water and soften it up. And, but it takes like five rabbis to come to this. You know? It's like, I'm just.
And they all had different opinions.
I'm just jerking you guys around. I just want to know. I'm just trying to be a smartass. What do I do if I can't eat matzo?
Yeah.
And you guys turn this into a full on Talmudic debate about.
Is there a medical exception?
Which is great. There actually is. Which is great. That's why I love being Jewish. You know what they say? Two Jews, five opinions.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of fun. Just really enjoy. And it's stupid stuff. You know, it's like, and here's the best part of all this. Did you know that it's a law, Jewish law, rabbinical law, that if you cannot keep the Passover for some reason, there's a second Passover a month later.
Really?
Yeah. So even if you can't
It's a backup Passover.
Yes, it is. It's in the Bible. Yeah. Okay. A month later, if you can't do it, you do it a month later. Okay. So guess what? In a month later, I'll keep Passover. But in the meantime,
and chew your matzah.
Chew my matzah. Well, I can actually chew a little bit now. Not much, but especially chewy things like bread are out, because can't do that. But imagine trying to chew with just your front teeth.
Doesn't work.
It's hard. It's
yeah. They're not meant for mashing.
No. They're not made for that. They're not made for a lot of things. But I got another, he said 4 months. So they did 4 bone grafts that they have to have hardened. Which was kind of weird, because when they took the membranes off, he says, you're going to get some bone chunks coming out. Bone flakes and stuff. Which was true. It did happen. But it was okay. Anyway, I got 4 months of that. So I still have 4 months of this. Wearing the retainer at night. And
okay.
I hate that retainer. Hate it.
I bet.
So, anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So I got 4 months of that. Then they get to do the implants.
Okay.
Which he said, now this is what my surgeon says to me. My surgery was intense. Okay. Because number one, they said, do you want to split this into 2 appointments? And I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I want it done.
You want one done. Shot. Yeah.
Right. And they were like, okay. But apparently it's a lot of work for him. Apparently it's very physically draining to him. That's what he said.
It's that hammer and the chisel that they're hitting. Yeah.
Right. So he says, the implants will be easy. That'll be a lot less hard on me. I'm like, well, what about me? Because I know a couple of people that have had these implants, and one of them ended up with a freaking concussion.
Oh, wow.
From them putting this implant in. So I'm not really looking forward to that, but I got 4 months to panic about that. I will say this, though. This is what I will tell you. This is the lesson that I have learned. Sedation dentistry freaking rocks.
Yeah.
If you got to have major work done, pay the little extra and do the sedation. Because
and the really good lesson is to make sure you take care of your teeth when you're younger.
Well, there's that, too.
So,
don't be like Dave. Don't refuse to go to the dentist for 17 years.
Yeah.
I had my reasons. For those of you not keeping up, I have dental PTSD caused by the Navy. Did I ever tell you what happened?
I don't know that you did.
So I'm in basic training, 1981, October of 1981. The Dodgers are playing the Yankees in the World Series. And of course, as you know, I am a super Dodger fan, especially back then.
So this is a work-related injury.
Yes. So I'm in basic training, and they put you through dentistry and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I got a dentist appointment for a filling. And I go into this guy, and he's like, how you doing today, blah, blah, blah. And I said, so who won the game last night? And he said, and I quote, those damn Dodgers won again. They're up 3-2. And I went, yeah.
Mistake.
And he said, oh, a Dodger fan, huh? I said, yes, sir. I said, no Novocaine for you.
Oh,
now in my head, I was there. I felt him give me the shot. I felt enough, but somehow or another, that was one of the most painful experiences of my life. And I mean, he was mad at me because it was so painful. And ever since then, man, like I went to one Navy dentist and they were doing, they were doing something with floss.
Yeah.
And it hurt. I mean, it was like painful. This dental tech was hurting me. And then the dentist took over and he started doing it. And I said to the dental tech, who was a second class and I was a first class, I said, that's how you do that. You need to study his technique and learn how to do that. The dentist started laughing. The tech looks at me and says, he's doing it where you're numb. Son of a bitch. Then I got out into the civilian world, and I chose my dentist in the civilian world because he played hockey at the same place I did.
Okay.
And our agreement was, if you hurt me, I will hurt you.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, he didn't hurt me, but he didn't do a very good job either.
Yeah.
As my current dentist noted, wow, this is some pretty shoddy work here. So he actually said to me at one point, I'm actually afraid of this bridge falling out while you're asleep and you swallowing it.
Ugh.
So they had to get that out of there. Anyway, it's all done with the exception of the implants and stuff like that. My voice is going to be a little, my drainage problem is gone.
Okay.
So for those of you that have been around the show for a while, you're not going to hear any more of the me clearing my throat crap.
Yeah.
Cause that's gone.
It was every morning.
It was all day. I can hardly stand to listen to some of the tapes now because I can hear it. It's like, holy crap, that was bad. But it's gone.
Good.
Gone. So I'm happy about that. There's actually a commercial up here that I didn't associate with. This is a commercial for another dentist where the guy's talking about how he had the same problem with the drainage from the broken teeth and blah, blah, blah. He says, ever since I got my new teeth, I wake up every morning with perfect hair. Which I do not, but at the same time, I feel a lot better.
I've never had that problem.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, if you ever do have post-nasal drip drainage, go see your dentist, because it's very likely that it could be caused by that.
I actually had a deviated septum, so that caused my issue.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
That'll do it. But I'll tell you what, it is so nice to get up in the morning and not have to hack my throat out. And
oh, yeah.
To be able to talk without having to clear my throat every 5 seconds is so nice. So from that aspect of it, perfect success.
Yay.
Recovery side of it, gallbladder, colon,
exhaustion. A drainage problem of another type.
Not so great, but we are getting through it. Stay with us. It is What the Frock. We are finally back. Don't have much of an agenda today because... frankly, I'm too tired to deal with it. But at the same time, we do have some stuff we want to get to. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Dave.
I'm Rod.
And this is What the Frock, a weekly irreverent look at the world around us.
It is.
Two guys with doctorates of divinity.
Yeah.
One of us is a rabbi, one of us is a friar.
That's exactly right.
And a Jedi Knight, but everybody knows that's not real.
And a pastor and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. So somebody commented on the Facebook page, my Facebook, my show page, but, well, it's a good thing nothing happened while you were out. And I'm assuming they were being sarcastic because a lot of things did happen while I was out. But, of course, the big news story this week, Rod, was the arrest of the 21-year-old Jack Teixeira, a junior birdman from the Massachusetts Air National Guard, for stealing classified documents and posting them on a Discord server.
Yeah.
Now, where to begin with this? My son, who is 12, plays Minecraft a lot. And apparently they use Discord servers a lot.
Yeah, gamers do all the time.
My 12-year-old son comes to me the day before yesterday. Says, Dad, did you hear this story about this guy who was posting classified documents on a Discord server because he was trying to impress his wargaming friends? And I said, yes, I heard about it. Where did you hear about it? Because now all of a sudden I'm concerned that my son is reading classified documents on a Discord server. And there's going to be a knock at the door. It's going to be some DIS agent. I'd like to talk to your son.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about that. But here's the thing. This story, I mean, I watched them do the arrest. I watched it happen on Twitter. So ridiculous. Over the top to arrest this guy. They sent a freaking, looked like a battalion of SWAT team people to arrest this guy.
Yeah.
Armored vehicles. Machine guns.
Well, apparently they didn't know who they were dealing with, right? Because, yeah, maybe he could have gotten away.
Oh, well, I think they knew exactly who they were dealing with.
So why overreact like that, right? Yeah.
There's a Twitter account that I follow that talks about aircraft in the air, tracking aircraft. And they picked up on the aircraft that was circling his house.
Interesting.
Circling. And now people are complaining. Well, why are you giving him away? Why are you giving it away that he's about to be arrested? What? Well, why are they giving it away?
Yeah.
Because all they got to do is turn off the IFF, right?
Yeah.
And then nobody can track them. Unless you have radar, which it's unlikely that a Twitter account has radar. Speaking of which, in a complete aside, has nothing to do with the story we're talking about right now.
Okay.
Because this is what I do on occasion. Last year, the Navy, United States Navy, down in San Diego, had an incident where two ships almost ran into each other.
I recall that.
And in fact, as we know now from the report, a junior officer who was watching all this going on, it wasn't his job, finally stepped up and said, hey, I'm in charge. I have the con, 30 degrees left rudder, and avoided the collision.
Wow.
Okay.
Give that kid a medal.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't get a medal from what I understand. But at any rate, all of this was caught on the San Diego webcam, which is one of the best webcams out there. It was caught. You can watch the whole thing happen. Mm-hmm. You can watch these two ships going at each other and then go, oh, we better move. And they both go the wrong direction, but they managed to avoid a collision. And the only reason anybody knows about this is because it's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Via the webcams. So what's the Navy's response to that this week? The United States Navy, instead of saying, this junior officer stepped up, we obviously have a training deficiency.
Did they punish him?
No, the Navy got a court injunction to have all the cameras in San Diego webcam turned off so that nobody can watch what they're doing.
Oh my gosh, seriously?
Seriously. Not making this up.
So how many private webcams are going to go up now?
Well, I don't know, but hopefully a lot.
Yeah.
Because the Navy ought to be embarrassed about that. Anyway, Twitter, we watched this whole arrest thing unfold on Twitter. I did anyway.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of suspicions about this. All right, first off, these documents have been leaked for months. Do you understand that? And it's only been in the last 2 weeks that the military seemed to even notice.
Well, it took a while to get out into the general press, right?
Guess. Aren't we told that DIS and CIA and FBI are watching all this stuff all the time?
Well, that's what the common thought is, that they're sitting there watching us all the time. But they've got so many other things going on that they're not necessarily paying attention.
Okay, so nobody noticed these classified documents being released. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, these classified documents purport to explain that Dave was right. Remember what Dave said about the Ukraine war all the way back at the beginning? What did they say?
The Russians were winning.
Russians were going to win.
Yeah.
Russians are winning. And apparently that's what these documents which are classified, so I haven't seen them because I don't go on Discord servers. apparently, that's what they say, that the Russians are winning. The Ukrainian situation is desperate. They need help. So this gets leaked all over the internet. We arrest the guy in an Operation Overlord kind of event.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to send him to jail for 15 years, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And wash our hands of the whole thing. Wow, we solved that. But nobody is talking about the actual documents themselves and what they say, except, stay with me here, except for Zelensky and the people who want us to spend even more money.
Of course.
On Ukraine.
See, we're losing. You need to give us more money and more troops.
Exactly. How convenient is this? How convenient is it that the Russians are actually winning this war? Ukraine is not doing well. Suddenly, a 21-year-old junior birdman releases this stuff on Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's happy about it because it shows that we need to spend more money on Ukraine.
Yeah, very convenient.
It's like pennies from heaven almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
And 5 years from now, is anybody going to remember Jack Teixeira, junior birdman?
No, no. But one thing I did learn from all of this is that the army is actually actively recruiting people using Discord.
Yes, they are. But they don't know it's confidential data out there. So I'm having a conversation yesterday with people who deal with Navy stuff. And they're talking about how they all got an email this week from the high-up muckety-mucks about make sure your classified documents are secured properly. And, oh, by the way, have this conversation with your junior sailors.
No phones, no cameras.
Right.
Because a lot of these were just pictures of the documents, right?
Right, yeah. So, pictures of the documents on his counter, so apparently he printed them out,
mm-hmm.
which was dumb, but
he also printed out, I guess he released it was a role-playing character stat sheet as well,
right?
That was totally unrelated to anything else going out there.
Well, you know, got to get that in there, right? Got to impress your buddies. So they had these conversations with these other younger sailors now, who I'm told by the people who were there, quote, had no idea what was going on, unquote, because they don't follow the news.
No,
they don't surface their heads up. They don't pay any attention to anything. So they're like, what? We didn't know about it. Which amazes me. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
When I was 19, 20 years old, I was a news junkie. Even when we were at sea underwater, as soon as we'd come up, copy the broadcast, get the AFARTS news stuff, Armed Forces Radio Television Service.
AFART?
AFARTS.
Okay. AFARTS.
So they'd have these printouts, these, you know, 250-word stories. Though I'd be the first one to consume them because I wanted to know what was going on in the world.
Well, it's not like they had cell phone technology back then, and it wouldn't work underwater anyway.
No, we didn't have that, and we didn't have emails back then. Just amazes me. Ran into a gal it's been a year now, with Starbucks with my wife, and she's wearing a green thing that says military spouse. It's happy birthday. It's my birthday, blah, blah, blah. I said, happy birthday. Did you get a nice gift from your husband? And she said, yes, he sent me an email.
What?
Well, he's deployed. He's on the USS at sea. And he sent me an email for my birthday. And I'm like, wait.
That's a big deal.
Wait, in my day, he didn't do that. Well, anyway.
Even non-military, Dave, I mean, back in the 90s when I worked for a regional grocery store chain in the corporate office, we communicated to the stores via satellite. We would send a message out to be printed on their dot matrix printers in their offices that would give them all the corporate news that they needed to know. All the stores were connected via satellite.
My favorite day, probably around 94, 95, fax machines were a relatively new thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were still very expensive. And at the time, I was Corps Officer for the Salvation Army. And some donor had made a big donation to buy fax machines for all the units.
Oh, that's nice.
So we had this fax machine. And one afternoon, I'm sitting, it's a Friday afternoon, probably around 3:15, 3:30,
mm-hmm.
you know, right before everything closes for the weekend. And the fax machine goes beep, beep, beep. It starts ringing, mm-hmm. which has never happened before. And it goes, bzz, 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 and this fax comes out of the machine.
Mm-hmm.
I go over there, pull it off there, read it, and it says, urgent action required.
Uh-oh.
Immediate response needed. Call divisional headquarters. So I can. They couldn't just call me and tell me this?
Seriously.
So I'm talking to my counterpart down there, and he says, yeah, Dave, we got all these fax machines installed. Now we need everybody's fax number.
That's urgent.
He said, blank name. I just got a fax telling me you need my fax number.
Yeah.
No, no. I just got a fax telling me to send me your fax number, my fax number.
Yeah.
And there's this dead silence on the end of the line. And he's like, I guess we don't look very bright right now, do we?
No.
I said, no, you don't, but you've got my fax number anyway.
Well, I've confirmed it, right?
Have a nice weekend.
It would have been better to say, if you receive this fax, ignore it. That means we have your fax number.
Right. Or just fax us back.
Fax us back. That way we can confirm it.
That would have been fun. But in those days, it was expensive, and you didn't do things unnecessary. I never understood the purpose of the fax machine. I really didn't.
For medical reasons and stuff like that, it made a lot of sense because they could transmit.
We weren't a medical place, so.
Yeah.
It was kind of stupid. Anyway, Ukraine is losing the war, folks. And mm-hmm. apparently this transient of documents proves that. And the only people who are upset about it are the United States military. Because everybody else is like, great, this proves the point that we need to spend more of your tax dollars and probably eventually more of your troops on the ground
mm-hmm.
to save Ukraine from Vladimir Putin. How convenient is that? This is just, it's just amazing that this happens this
way.
Well,
and it's totally contradictory in some senses from what you're hearing in the news media as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is not going well. I've been telling you this since the beginning. Now, does that mean everything's hunky-dory for Russia? No, that's not what I'm saying. But in a war of attrition against Ukraine,
Russia has way more manpower.
Yeah, they've got way more manpower, way more equipment, way more stuff to just throw into this. And eventually they're just going to wear them down.
Yeah.
Unless some white knight country comes in with billions upon billions of dollars in equipment and says, here, fight this war for us.
I think what they're doing now, in my opinion, is the U.S. is testing things, right? They always do that. They always test their weapons, but they're testing responses. They're testing to see how things work. So they're giving up this gear and this stuff, and in particular, information. I mean, the information warfare going on right now. Yeah, we're winning that one as far as our government's concerned because they're getting behind enemy lines and.
But at the same time,
drones and stuff like
we got 21-year-old junior birdmen releasing documents that show that the government needs to do more of what it's doing already.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And everybody goes.
Yeah, I'm thinking our 21-year-olds aren't so bright. And I'll tell you more during my WTF.
I just think it's so amazing that we need more stuff. We need the American people to get behind this stuff. Here's this 21-year-old idiot. Releasing documents that show we need to get behind them and release and give them more stuff. And yet at the same time, I'm supposed to be mad. I feel like I'm being played, but that's me. What do you think? WTF at whatthefrock.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back with WTF. Did you hear that? F.
I did hear that. That was a little juicy F there. Welcome back to What the Frock. Now is the time, the most instructive time of our entire broadcast. And I'll tell you why that is. Because if people will just listen to our show, they might learn. They might learn something important. And WTF That section is the best time for people to learn.
I think you're overestimating our importance, but okay.
No.
I'll play along.
Seriously, Dave. So my story this week
released a top secret memo telling people this?
No. It actually addresses another 21-year-old, another Air National Guard 21-year-old, Dave, who was in dire need of money somehow. And so he went to a certain website, which we've covered before on What the Frock, and he decided that, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a hitman. And so he signed up at the Rent-A-Hitman website, which we've covered before, and was going to get paid $5,000, quote-unquote $5,000, to be employed by this Rent-A-Hitman service, who, as we've covered and we've talked about, is a parody website. It originally was a cybersecurity company that went defunct, but the guy kept it. And this rentahitman.com site basically has this fake parody. Everything up there, it's just, if you read it, it's funny. And so when this guy contacted them wanting to be a hitman, basically got handed over to the FBI. And that's my story. See, had they listened to What the Frock, had they listened to our WTF segments, they would have known the site is just a parody. And they wouldn't be in jail.
The site uses cookies.
It does.
In order for us to maintain 100% compliance with Hitman Information Policy and Privacy Act of 1964, HIPAA, we must use cookies. Rent a Hitman, your point-and-click solution. The dark web is not safe, but we are. Good news is that Rent-A-Hitman is a safe and secure option that's easily accessible on the World Wide Web. In contrast, our competitors' websites can't make the same claim. So when it comes to safety and peace of mind, choose Rent-A-Hitman. Capiche? Got a problem that needs resolving.
So it's a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman. Apparently, they don't make him as bright as they used to.
What's the deal with Junior Birdman?
I don't know.
They all got recruited being told they were going to be F-35 pilots or something. And
maybe.
Then it turns out they didn't. My WTF comes from right up here in the local area.
Okay.
Where the state ferry, Walla Walla. Now, for those of you not keeping up, we have a lot of ferries up here because of this big waterway called the Puget Sound between Kitsap and Seattle. And so if you don't want to drive around or if you want to walk, you can take a ferry. A couple of these ferries are really big, and the Walla Walla is one of them. Ran aground yesterday in what we call the Rich Passage between Bainbridge Island and Bremerton. So apparently they lost a generator that provided power for steering. Because remember, now, the Walla Walla is not, but we are going to all electric ferries up here.
Because nothing could go wrong with that.
This big giant ferry lost a generator, which caused its steering to jam, and it basically turned 90 degrees to the starboard and just basically ran aground. Fully loaded.
Bummer.
This is great. Now, the WTF part of this isn't that this happens, because, I mean, I'm a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff happens.
Things break.
I'm kind of bemused by the fact that nobody thought to put the ferry in reverse, and they basically just drove aground, but I wasn't there. Maybe there was something going on. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it was the same generator. Whatever. The best part of this, though, is the comments on the stories afterwards. Because the number one comment was, somehow or another, Jay Inslee is behind this. That he has his hands all in this. He caused this ferry to run aground.
Is he loved up there?
I don't like Zero any more than anybody else does, but at the same time, Jay Inslee's been busy this week. We signed 100 new laws in the state of Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
Because things were so screwed up here that we needed 100 new laws. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. Including a law that says if your transgender child runs away from home, the state will provide them with all the gender-affirming care that they need.
Great.
And not tell you at all. That's now a law in Washington State. We now have an assault weapons ban-ish.
Ish.
Well,
how are they getting around that?
Can't manufacture, import, or buy or sell here. But if you happen to already have one, that's fine. Because white cisgendered males, young white cisgendered males, are itching to become the next mass shooter. So now we have a law about that.
Okay.
But somehow or another, in the midst of all this, Jay Inslee astrally projected to the Walla Walla, shut down the generator, caused it to run aground. They had to evacuate all the passengers by using the foot ferries, which is funny, too, because if you live up here, you know that the foot ferries are always breaking down. Every morning you get up and the foot ferry's been canceled because of mechanical problems or whatever. It's like, it's hit and miss. You go down and you're like, I'm going to take the foot ferry over to Seattle and, oh, not running today? Well, I guess I'll take the big one instead, which is slower. So they had to use the foot ferries to evacuate all the people off the Walla Walla, who were all wearing life jackets. And I don't know what they did with the cars. I really don't. I haven't driven down there yet, so I don't know if it was, I don't know if they've got it unstuck yet or not. I know that they canceled all the ferry runs yesterday because the Walla Walla was aground, which isn't even the best. The best one was back, God, in the mid-80s. We had there's another ferry called the Elwha. All these names are local names up here. And she was making the northern run up the San Juan Islands. And apparently her captain was, he'd gone full Joseph Hazelwood, if you know what I mean. And missed one of the buoys and ran aground on a bunch of rocks. Which inspired a great song called Elwha on the Rocks.
Elwha on the Rocks. That's probably a drink, too. Yeah,
and a drink.
Elwha on the Rocks.
Back in those days, I did not partake of, but it was the kind of thing that made you say,
WTF?
Welcome back. I'm Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod.
And it's that time of year.
Is it?
Playoff season, right?
For NBA?
Hockey playoffs are starting on Tuesday.
Oh, hockey, yeah.
NBA playoff. I don't care about the NBA, but a lot of our listeners in the Central Valley of California do.
They're excited about Sacramento being back for all.
I was going to say, the Kings are back. I didn't even know the Kings were in the playoffs.
Yeah, they actually beat the Warriors for their first game.
Do you think they're actually going to win that series?
I have no idea.
See, here's the thing about the NBA.
I don't watch enough NBA.
The NBA is nonsense when it comes to this playoffs, because the Warriors, I happen to know, are the sixth seed. But they were also sandbagging all year.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how much. It's like the soccer playoffs a few years ago with the Sounders up here. Oh, they just barely made the playoffs. They were sandbagging all year long. And then they go and win the cup. It's like, why even have a regular season? Unlike hockey, where you have a regular season to beat the living hell out of your opponents, so that when you finally do get to the to the playoffs, you have plenty of, what's the word for it? Oh, yeah, anger at each other.
Yeah.
Which can come out. And of course, the big thing up here is the Kraken have made the playoffs.
Okay.
And this has everybody excited. Second year, they're in the playoffs, 100 points.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited about this. They are playing the Colorado Avalanche, which that's my team. So kind of like, well, I don't even like to go see a game, except that the tickets for the games are...
Oh, yeah.
Why is hockey so freaking expensive? That's what I don't get.
Any playoffs are expensive.
No, regular seasons games. $150 tickets to sit in the rafters?
Nah, that's not worth it.
Not doing that. So...
I used to go watch the Stockton Heat when they were...
Yeah.
There. Stockton Thunder, I guess they were.
Stockton Thunder. Now they're the Heat, right?
They were the Heat, and now there's nothing there. They left. It's...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't have any hockey club now.
Well, that sucks.
It does.
Man. See, you go away from the Central Valley for a while, and everything gets messed up. Because
those tickets were cheap, Dave, and yeah. I used to go, like, once a month. I got a package.
Back in the day, I used to go see the Atlanta Knights when I was down there. I think season tickets were like $270.
Oh, it was really cheap. And it was good games, too. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the days. Anyway, the hockey playoffs have begun. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't care about the NBA. I mean, I don't want to be rude or anything. I just don't care about the NBA. Yeah. I have a very controversial opinion about basketball, which is that Michael Jordan ruined basketball. Which...
Yeah.
Flies in the face of common sense, because most people say, Michael Jordan was the greatest ever. Yeah, Michael Jordan was the greatest at palming the ball and walking and getting every call his way and turning the game from a team game into an individual game.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I have no interest in whatsoever. So anyway, may the odds be in your favor for your team, whatever it is. And if it's hockey, you know it's going to be great because people are going to get snot beat out of them.
Yeah, well, the Sharks didn't come close, which was expected, so.
That's kind of disappointing, isn't it? Because they used to be pretty good.
They used to be. The last couple of years they've been horrible. In fact, I didn't watch most of their season this year because it was just, ugh.
They had a big discussion yesterday on the A's game that I just happened to catch a bit of, about the A's moving to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to really win again until they move.
Well, that's sad. There you go. Anyway, happy playoff season.
Yeah, happy playoff season.
Happy baseball season.
And baseball, yeah.
And on that note, I'm Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod.
And this has been...
What the Frock?